Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 14th, 2006. This ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. Today's message is titled Remanufactured Lives, with the scripture text being 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
Last night in church, we met several people who shared tremendous stories of overcoming life's hardships. One lady had sustained severe injuries when she was run over by a dump truck. Another man had come out of a life as a drug dealer in imprisonment. Now, they are both serving the Lord and experiencing the process of transformation. I'm always delighted to hear testimonies of how God, in His mercy, is bringing restoration to broken lives.
Cardone Industries is a large private company in Philadelphia that produces remanufactured auto parts and is now the largest private employer in the entire city. Their first corporate objective is honor God in all we do. Among interesting corporate features is a very extensive chaplain program for their employees, including chapel services. A key impetus in the founding of the company was the founder's Christian convictions and specifically the redeeming nature of God. This led him to found his business in taking discarded auto parts and, quote unquote, redeeming them. That story really blessed me. God indeed takes broken lives and redeems, restores, and remanufactures.
Well, in ministry, we cooperate with the Lord in His work in this remanufacturing process. He ultimately does the remanufacturing, but we have a cooperative part in teaching, encouraging, serving, and in so many other ways in our ministry.
The Apostle Paul describes this wonderful change from 2 Corinthians 5:17, our text today, in fact. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Paul experienced that change in his own life, and he rejoiced in the transforming power of God in the people he ministered to. Slave trader John Newton experienced the change and went on to write Amazing Grace. Chuck Colson experienced a change and went on to found Prison Fellowship.
Well, the list of changed, remanufactured lives goes on and on and is being added to every day. Are you on that list?
Let's pray together. Father, the question in the old hymn asks, what can wash away my sins? Well, the only correct reply is nothing but the blood of Jesus. I am gratefully reminded that only You can take a heart that is bent towards sin and completely turn it toward godliness. Thank You for Your redemptive love that forgives my heart of sin. You take away the sinful way of thinking that leads to sinful living and replace it with a spiritual way of thinking that leads to a biblical lifestyle. Your grace amazes and empowers me to be transformed into newness of life because of the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ. Thank You. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine. We get a lot of rain in our parts of the world right now. We're thankful for the dry office we work out of, although we can look right outside. Our ministry, again, is Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, the archive, if you're not listening to this message on the 14th of September, we have several music song selections placed up, links to them. One is a song called When Mercy Saw Me by Jerome Davis. I have a link to that, as well as another one by the same title, but a completely different song. And then we have a song that came to mind as Brooksine was, as I read Brooksine's prayer, called Your Grace Still Amazes Me, from a church in Durham, North Carolina. Would be my preference if I could find at least But to my knowledge, the original artists are among our favorite musical groups called Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Could not find their version on the web, but this church does a great job. Also, I have a photo up on the site today. I'd like to share Brooksine's flower photos, and this is a photo called Celosia Brooksine.
Yeah.
And we enjoy sharing them and hopefully brightening your day with some visual as well. Have a wonderful day today. Continue to both allow the Lord to remanufacture your life. We're all in that process, but also as we are used by God in helping other people in the process. Have a blessed day today. Amen.